Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Volker Metz, and I'm a CFO of Pro Group. I would like to welcome you to our conference call on this first quarter results call this afternoon. Jürgen Heindl, our CEO, will unfortunately not be able to participate in this call. We apologize for that. Yesterday, we published the interim report for the first quarter of 2021. Our agenda for this call starts with the highlights of the first quarter of 2021 and a market overview. The second part will present the financial performance, and the third part includes the summary and outlook of Pro Group operations with comments on the impact of the corona pandemic. On page five, you can see the highlights of the first quarter of 2021. In the first quarter, the order intake and sales volume remained on an exceptionally strong level. In our corrugated board businesses, we achieved a growth rate of almost 10%. The growth rate in our containerboard business was even higher at 45.2%. The latter is based on our increased production capacity from the new PM3. In both businesses, we could have sold even more, but our sales volume was limited by the production capacity. This strong volume growth and increasing price levels lifted sales to 285 million euro, up 22.7% from previous year's first quarter sales. Our EBITDA increased by 23.6% to 45.5 million euro in the first quarter, after 36.8 million euro in the fourth quarter of 2020. Compared to the first quarter of 2020, EBITDA dropped by 12.3 million euro. The year-on-year decrease was largely a result of the very high recovered paper prices and some startup losses of the PM3. The sales price increase in the first quarter were almost fully absorbed by higher recovered paper prices. Due to the time lag in passing on the higher raw material costs to our customers, we expect that the margin improvement will be seen in the second quarter. The full effect will, however, not be realized before the second half of the year. Despite the sequential quarterly growth of EBITDA, our EBITDA margin remained on the same level of 15.9% as the fourth quarter margin due to the growth in sales I've mentioned before. The net financial debt at the end of the first quarter of 2021 increased to 829 million euro after 805 million euro at the year-end 2020. As a consequence of the lower last 12 months EBITDA and the higher net debt, the net leverage increased to 5 after 4.5 at the end of 2020. We are confident, however, that a peak level has been reached here. The strong order intake of the fourth quarter continued in the first quarter of 2021. Despite the lockdown measures in the first quarter, the demand for corrugated sheets and containerboard remained on an exceptionally strong level. The structural shift in the consumer behavior towards the significantly higher share of online purchases supported the demand for corrugated boxes. This general trend was accelerated by the corona pandemic, and we expect that the higher share of e-commerce will be maintained in the future. The increasing demand for containerboard led to several price increases for containerboard in the first quarter. In total, our recycled containerboard prices increased by 12%. Prices for corrugated board followed this development, however, with a typical time lag of approximately 2 months. In sum, the average corrugated board prices of the first quarter were 11% higher than the average price in the fourth quarter. Prices for recovered paper continued and even accelerated their upward trend that started in the second half of 2020. The high utilization rate of the containerboard industry and the new capacities in the market led to a high demand for recovered paper. Furthermore, the lockdown measures in several countries led to a limited supply in certain areas, which gave an additional price momentum. Germany was especially hit by the price increases, as the majority of the new containerboard capacities are located here. In the first quarter, prices increased by 48% compared to the fourth quarter of 2020, after an increase of 36% in the previous quarter. Next page, continue on page eight. In the third quarter, our containerboard sales volume increased significantly by 45.2% to 404,000 tons compared to the first quarter of 2020. This development was driven by both an increase in internal and external containerboard sales. As in the previous quarter, the increasing share of external containerboard sales are related to the startup of the PM3 mill paper machine. The higher share of external containerboard sales led to an integration level of 73% without the swap volume, or 86% including the swap volume. These figures are slightly lower compared to the previous year, but well within our expectations. On page nine, you can see the corrugated board volume development. The sales volume of corrugated board in the first quarter of 2021 was 45,000 tons higher compared to the first quarter of 2020. This represents an increase of 9.8%. The reason for the very strong increase are the robust demand and recovery in most markets, but also the consistent outperformance of our business model. The basis of this growth are the additional capacities from our growth projects of the past two years and the continuing improvement of our productivity at the existing plants. On a sequential quarterly basis, the first quarter sales volume was 22,000 tons higher than the fourth quarter sales volume. This represents an increase of 6%. The volume growth was limited by the available production capacity. The demand was exceptionally strong throughout the first quarter and continued to be strong at the beginning of the second quarter. On the next page, we have the quarterly sales development. Sales improved significantly in the first quarter of 2021. Sales in the first quarter were 285 million euro, at 22.7%, or 52.8 million euro up from the first quarter of 2020. The higher sales volume and the increasing prices drove the sales growth. Since the lower sales in the second quarter of last year, we achieved a growth of more than 45% over the past three quarters. Page 11 shows the sales bridge from the first quarter of 2020 to the first quarter of 2021, and the sales bridge from the fourth quarter of 2020 to the first quarter of 2021. Compared to the prior year first quarter, sales increased by 22.7%. This includes a volume effect of +40.2 million euro, reflecting the strong increase in our corrugated board sales volume by 35,000 tons and an increase of the external containerboard sales volume of 62,000 tons. The price effect of +11.3 million euro is based on approximately 3% higher average sales prices for corrugated board and 13% higher sales prices from containerboard compared to the first quarter of 2020. Compared to the fourth quarter of 2020, sales increased by 23.4%. This growth is driven by a volume effect of +26.7 million euro and the price effect of 26.9 million euro. The volume effect includes the corrugated board sales volume increase of 22,000 tons and an increase of the external containerboard sales volume by 45,000 tons. The price effect is the result of approximately 11% higher average corrugated board prices and 12% higher average containerboard prices. On the next page, you can see the quarterly EBITDA and EBITDA margin development. In the first quarter of 2021, we achieved an EBITDA of 45.5 million euro after 36.8 million euro EBITDA in the fourth quarter of 2020. The first quarter result was impacted by the before-mentioned sales growth and improving market conditions. Sales prices for our main products increased in the course of the first quarter. However, the expected positive gross margin effect was subdued by the exceptionally strong increase of the recovered paper prices. Additionally, higher energy costs and the further ramp-up of the PM3 paper machine had a negative impact on our EBITDA. Despite that, we achieved a turnaround of the EBITDA development with an increase of 23.6% compared to the fourth quarter of 2020. With the further price increases in the second quarter, we expect to continue with this positive development. In comparison to the first quarter of 2020, we experienced a drop in the EBITDA of 21.2%. Please bear in mind that in the first quarter of last year, we had significantly decreasing recovered paper prices with very positive effects on our profitability. Despite the higher EBITDA in the first quarter, we achieved the same relatively low EBITDA margin than in the fourth quarter of last year. The reason for that are the significantly higher sales and the time lag effects in passing on the higher raw material prices to our customers. In the course of the year, we expect to improve the EBITDA margin. On page 13, you can see the long-term EBITDA margin development on a quarterly basis. The EBITDA margin in the first quarter of 15.9% was at the low end of the five-year margin corridor. The before-mentioned temporary margin situation, the higher sales, and the startup effect of the PM3 were the main reasons for the comparably low margin. With the further ramp-up of the PM3 and the continuing price increases for corrugated board, we intend to reverse this development in the coming quarter. The free cash flow development on page 14 shows a positive development in the first quarter of 2021 compared to the first quarter of 2020, from minus 24 million euros to minus 11.8 million euros. The operating cash flow in the first quarter was lower than the operating cash flow in the previous year's first quarter. Main reasons for that were the lower EBITDA and the increase of the working capital that followed the higher sales and price levels. Cash outflows for investing activities dropped significantly to 27.3 million euros after 66 million euros in the first quarter of 2020. The lower CapEx spending is related to the completion of the PM3 in 2020. On page 15, you can see the EBITDA to free cash flow waterfall for the first quarter of 2021. The EBITDA was 45.5 million euros. Current provisions increased by 8.3 million euros. The trade working capital increased by 24 million euros. The cash flows from changes in other assets and liabilities was slightly negative, with minus 0.6 million euros. We paid income taxes in the amount of 13.9 million euros, and the capex spending amounted to minus 27.3 million euros. As a result, the free cash flow for the first quarter of 2021 was minus 11.8 million euros. On page 16, we have the development of the net financial debt and net leverage of ProGroup. In the first quarter of 2021, the net financial debt figure increased by approximately 24 million euros. The increase was driven by the negative free cash flow and the debt service payment. Our cash on hand and bank balances decreased slightly by 6.9 million euros, while the bank liabilities increased by 21.5 million euros. Other financial liabilities decreased by 4.5 million euros. The increase in net financial debt on the one hand and the decrease of the last 12 months EBITDA on the other hand led to an increase of the net leverage from 4.5 as at the end of 2020 to 5 at the end of the first quarter of 2021. We are confident, however, that a peak level has been reached here. As communicated before, we expected that we temporarily leave the net leverage target corridor. This development is directly linked to the capex spending for our value-accretive expansion projects. Once the strategic expansion projects are ramped up, they will contribute to the intended deleveraging in the midterm. The next page gives a deeper view on the financial debt and finance costs. Compared to 31st December 2020, the financial gross debt increased basically due to the drawdown of 25 million euros for general corporate purposes minus the scheduled repayment of the loans outstanding. The amount of undrawn committed bank facilities at the end of the first quarter of 2021 dropped by 25 million euros to 130 million euros. 90% of the financial liabilities as at 31st March were denominated in euro, 9% in British pound, and 1% in Polish zloty. Approximately 85% of the financial debt has fixed interest rates and 15% has variable interest rates. The average interest rate in the first quarter of 2021 was 3% versus 3.2% for the full year 2020. The drop of the average interest rate is based on lower commitment fees. On page 18, we show the quarterly development of the working capital. As at the end of the first quarter of 2021, the working capital increased to 147.6 million euro compared to the year end 2020, which represents an increase of 24 million euro. This is especially related to the year end effect that seasonally decreases our working capital towards the end of a calendar year. Compared to the end of the first quarter of 2020, working capital increased by 9.1 million euro, which is basically related to the buildup of inventories at the new PM3. The working capital as a percentage of sales increased to 16%, a level we had basically throughout the first three quarters of 2020. The decrease in the fourth quarter of 2020 and the increase in the first quarter of 2021 is related to the before mentioned year-end effects. On page 20, we present now a summary and outlook. The volume development shows significant growth rates in the first quarter of 2021. We expect further strong demand in the second quarter and a continuing high capacity utilization of our plants in the second quarter. The strong demand for container board and corrugated board will lead to further price increases in the second quarter. For the recovered paper prices, we expect some further increases at the beginning of the second quarter. However, we also expect that the increases will come to an end in the course of the remainder of this quarter. In this scenario, we should be able to improve the margins in our business. However, the full effect from the sales price increases will not be recorded in our accounts before the second half of the year. In the course of the first quarter, we resumed the growth project PW14, our next corrugated board plant in Poland. The project is well within our time schedule, and we recently started with earthworks and the construction of the floor slab. On page 21, we have an update on the COVID-19 pandemic on our group. As said before, the well-being of our employees has the highest priority. Therefore, we took many precautionary measures to protect them, but also to find ways to continue with our business operations. We continuously monitor the development in the countries and regions in which we operate and adopt our procedures or introduce new measures if necessary. Especially the increase in cases towards the end of the first and beginning of the second quarter in several countries made it necessary to impose stricter measures in our plants and offices. After the major impact on our business in April and May of last year, the volumes have improved significantly in the second half of 2020. We currently see this development continue in the second quarter of 2021. All our plants have continued to operate and have generally run in Q1 with a planned capacity. But we also assume social responsibility by supporting various social, cultural, sporting and social institutions which are especially hit by the corona crisis. ProCoop's financial support is an expression of our thanks for the dedicated work of these organizations that are making the tremendous contribution to tackle the corona crisis. We are now at the end of our presentation. If you have questions on the performance presentation, I would be happy to answer them.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad now. If you change your mind, it's star followed by two. If you have joined online, please press the flag icon on your web browser. Our first question comes from Christina Ost of UniCredit. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, it's actually Christina. Quick question on the announced price increases or the targeted price increases you're implementing right now. You mentioned it will not be fully effective in the second quarter. Assuming that recovered prices stay where they are, by what time do you expect to have made up for this higher input costs?
from the current perspective, towards the end of the second quarter, if we implement the full price increases we are currently planning, we will have made up for the full higher cost. But the second quarter is then still a mixture of 3 months, and we have price increases in every month. So if you take the average price for the second quarter, it also includes the April and May results. This is lower price increases. So the full effect will be probably seen in the third and fourth quarter. This depends, but on the development of the recovered paper. But currently, it looks that there is that they came to a standstill with the first small signs of a normalization. But these are very small downward steps, basically rather sideways with possible optimizations towards the end of the second quarter.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question comes from Cole Hawthorne of Jefferies. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for taking my question. Just some color on the development in the containerboard market. I mean, you're ramping up your new paper machine at an excellent time. I mean, demand is very strong. Could you give us an idea of where inventory levels are in the market and how long this strong low inventory level environment could last? I mean, is it a supply issue where inventory levels are low and there's maintenance downtime, and even if demand softens, inventory levels are going to be lower for longer? Or is this just purely a very strong demand environment that's keeping inventory levels low? Thank you.
I mean, the inventory level at a very low level. And if you compare the previous years, it's at the very low end of this range. So this is true for the entire year. We currently see no signs of a changing situation. Typically, the second quarter, with many bank holidays, and leads to increasing inventories levels because you have less working days on the corrugated and packaging side, but the paper machines run 24 hours, 7 days a week. But this year, so far, we can't see this development. So the demand is still very robust, and we have very strong months ahead, June and July, which are typically show high demand for packaging and also for containerboard. And we also have the first signs from our customers that they also continue to produce at full capacity throughout the summer. This is not true for all customers, but for a number of customers, which is unusual. Normally, towards the end of July and August, we see drops in the demand due to the holiday season. If this comes through as they announced, we won't have the same strong effect as it is typically for the summer period. So if this comes true, we see no immediate turnaround in this situation. So we are quite confident that we will see a strong market at least throughout the next two quarters. And the fourth quarter is typically the strongest quarter of the year. So there are no major reasons that the situation should change significantly in this year, at least from the current situation. We don't know what happens with the COVID crisis. If it goes as everybody expects at the moment, that there will be continuing vaccination of the population and recovery of the economy. But if there is no major shock from this side, we are very confident that we will see a robust demand for the next quarter.
Thank you. That's very helpful. And then just following on from that on the containerboard market, I mean, I know that you've pushed through price increases and now you're getting price increases in the corrugated board side. But if I think about containerboard, and we think about the German prices for recycled containerboard, they're getting close to the 2018 levels. Is this the wrong way to think about it, thinking about a nominal price? Because in 2018, the entire industry was making much bigger margins because OCC prices or recovered paper prices were lower. Should we more be thinking about it that if demand stays strong, there's further upside to pricing because you can get back to the 2018 margins? Just your thoughts on...
I mean, the 2018 margins have been exceptionally high because of the margin improved from two sides. It was very strong demand, which drove prices up, but at the same time, oversupply with recovered paper prices is a starting reductions of China's recovered paper imports. I don't think that we will see the same 2018 margins in this year, but still, due to the high recovered paper costs, you might see the same or have the same high containerboard prices, or depending on the further development, maybe even higher. But with the much higher recovered paper costs, I don't expect that we will achieve the same margins, at least in the next future, in the nearer future, which we can see now. But on the other side, if this demand remains as strong as it is at the moment, I can't rule out that there will be further price increases for containerboard, especially if there's no major capacity coming into the market, and the ramp up is currently easily absorbed by the existing demand. So there is, in such a scenario, you can't rule out that there will be further improvements of the margin in the next quarter.
Great, thank you very much.
Our next question comes from Mike Dolan of Fidelity International. Your line is open, please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Thanks very much for taking the questions. A couple of questions from me. So following on from the last question on getting price increases from your customers, so how confident are you that you will get those price increases given that we are seeing sort of unprecedented levels of cost inflation? And then follow on from that is where does your confidence come on recovered paper prices? I think you said in your prepared comments that you believe that they're peaking or close to peak. So where does that confidence come from? And then I had some questions on PW14, so the total cost of that and the schedule for CapEx for that, and then overall CapEx for this year.
Okay. The price decreases, I mean, currently if the demand from our corrugated board customer is very strong, so it's not much discussion about price increases. Of course, they are not happy. I mean, it's a series of price increases. Every month we present the next price list. The situation is never happy with such situations, but currently there is very little discussion about the prices. Of course, some of them think that we exaggerate the price increases, but we have the same pressure from the higher raw material costs. So it's at the moment just in the first instance passing on the higher raw material costs. So it's currently more that they take it as it is because they want to be delivered, and this makes us confident that the price increases will go through. Easier than in other situations because the demand is just that strong. The confidence that recovered paper prices will kind of come to an end or have reached a peak. We experienced, especially in Germany, I mean, it's maybe also a little bit different in various regions of Europe, but especially in Germany, recovered paper prices reached a level of some close to 200 euro per ton. This, if you go back a couple of months, at that price, you could have been able to purchase some container board, which would be obviously a very low price level, but 200 euro per ton for recovered paper is extremely high, and this is a peak we have experienced in industry. So, and that we learned from also the negotiations with our suppliers that there is now probably room for stabilization, also for some price corrections, because it is a level which is very high compared to the previous years, and the strong demand for corrugated packaging will finally find their way back into the containerboard industry. So once the lockdown measures are fully lifted, then there will be also a much higher availability of recovered paper in the country, and therefore we are confident there will be additional supply, and the strong supply, despite also the strong demand for recovered paper, will balance the market, and that we don't see a significant further price increases. Therefore, it's our expectation that we will have probably seen the highest prices, but on the other side, we didn't expect such an increase half a year ago. So it can't rule out that there will be further increases, but it's currently not our base scenario. And regarding the CapEx spending for PW14, the CapEx is approximately €75 million for the entire project, and it will be basically split 50% in this year and 50% in the next year, and the total CapEx for this year is around €100 million.
Okay, thank you.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad now. Our next question comes from Richard Glenn of Deutsche Bank. Your line is open. Please go ahead. Richard, your line is open. Please check you're not muted locally.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, loud and clear.
Yes, we can hear you.
Great. Thank you for the CapEx guidance for 2021. You know, based on how progress is proceeding, where would you say that puts CapEx if you had to look forward to 2022 in terms of, you know, where it reduces to?
I mean, we have not completed yet the budget for next year or the outlook. I mean, it's we see a improving situation in our market, and we also see various opportunities for further growth. So there is also a chance that we continue with the next corrugated board project soon after CW14, and this will also lead to similar or even slightly higher number for CapEx spending, depending on the number and the size of further growth projects. Therefore, I wouldn't expect that the CapEx would drop, but on the other side, it's also not that high as it is as it was the last 2 years when we built a new paper machine. So we are currently focusing on the corrugated side to rebalance our system with the volume and the capacity of the corrugated now to increase to balance the amount of the containerboard capacity. And therefore, we are evaluating further growth projects in some regions, but we have not decided yet on these projects.
Okay, that's clear. And PW15, if you go ahead with something like that, what are the sort of countries in contention in terms of the sort of main areas that you'd look to potentially grow in?
I mean, we are looking at in various regions that this could be located. I mean, our focus area is Central Europe and the countries in which we operate. It's always our intention to be amongst the market leaders. So it's... on the other side, there are also opportunities depending with projects in collaboration with our customers. And these are the things we consider. And therefore, if you should think about a region which is basically the same as in which we operate now.
Understood. Thank you very much.
Our next question comes from Glenn Zahn of Seaport Global. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Sorry if you to have you repeat yourself, but just back to the price increases. What are the price increases percentage-wise that you're looking for, and then what start date is for June, for example, and July?
In the second quarter, we for the container boards, I would say if we it should be let me just in a range at least double-digit growth on container board, and basically the same for corrugated. So it depends on the further development in May and June, but it will be probably double-digit growth.
And I'm just wondering, you mentioned that to kind of inferred that some of your customers are a little bit disgruntled about the price increases, but have you seen any serious pushback, and do your customers have elsewhere to go, or are your competitors also similarly raising their prices? And then I was just wondering on a final question is just the capacity in the industry. Are you seeing any new capacity, new supply coming in the next, let's just say, the next intermediate time or the next 6, 9, 12 months?
I mean, the customers have currently very few alternatives. Therefore, the discussions with them are very, very short. About price increases. One figure illustrates this very, very, very well. I mean, normally our business is based on a very short-term order intake and delivery time. So we have the typical order book of, say, 1 week or less than 1 week. This is our normal type of business. Currently, we have more than 4 weeks of order book, and this is probably the case for many of our competitors as well. Otherwise, of course, customers would try to find alternative solutions, but in the current situation, we assume that the entire industry has a very robust demand, and therefore are there limitations in terms of shifting orders to other suppliers. Regarding new capacities, the announced capacity for the container board market are currently known for the next 9 to 12 months. I mean, Palm will ramp up his new paper mill, but at the same time will shut down older capacity, so there will be no major additions in Germany. We will see, of course, ramp up from the mills that started up late in 2020, like our PM3 and also Hamburger and Mantua, but in this core market in which we operate, we see no further huge market entries. On the other side, on the corrugated side and packaging side, there are now several announcements of capacity additions, but they are not that big that they will disturb the market. So the most important question for the profitability of the market is capacity additions on the container board side, and therefore, and in this market, we don't see huge entries in the market in which we operate.
And just if I can throw in one last question, have you had any recent discussions with the agencies and the rating agencies, and have they expressed any concern with your leverage, or are they pretty understanding about this is just a temporary increase?
I had discussions with one of our agencies lately, and they understood the situation. I mean, I've mentioned before that the peak of net leverage would be at the end of 2020 or beginning of 2021. We are now at this peak, and we are now ramping up the PM3, and as it was said before, we have started up in the perfect situation with a very robust demand, and therefore I would expect that the rating agency, they understood it so far, and we are now in the way of ramping up the machine. We have very, very good market environment, so I would say even if the EBITDA margin in the first quarter was rather at the lower end of our margin corridor, leaves the good room for further improvement. And I don't see that we have changed, that there has been any significant change in the environment which should lead to a different view as it was before.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Our next question comes from Luigi Algisi of Wells Fargo. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Maybe just follow up on recycled paper. And as you said, we should expect those prices to come down in the second half of the year with the reopening. But would you, do you see maybe a tighter supply and demand situation, meaning that those prices should settle at a level which is maybe a lot higher than what we've seen pre-crisis? And I don't know if you feel comfortable in kind of pointing towards a range where those prices could settle towards, you know, the end of the year or next year.
I mean, recycled paper price is always a little bit of gambling because it's, recycled paper is just not produced, so you can't derive the amount of recycled paper from the production of recycled paper, so it's, we don't see that there will be a huge drop in recycled paper price. So there is robust demand on the container board, which leads to basically a one positive aspect for the recycled paper companies. On the other side, there will be additional supply, which we feel should lead to at least a market equilibrium. But we don't expect a major drop as well. So from our perspective for the next month, we rather see a sideward development, maybe with some price corrections for the highest tranches or the highest, most expensive markets like Germany. But there's basically no room that there will be a massive drop in prices. So we rather see it as a sideward movement at the moment.
Thank you.
We have an additional question from Cole Hawthorne of Jefferies. Your line is open.
Thanks for taking the follow-up. Just like a little bit of color on the demand environment that you're seeing in Poland and also the outlook for the Poland corrugated market. I mean, you're adding your PW14 capacity. I'd just like a little bit of color of why you see a strong demand outlook in that region. And if you could give some numbers attached to that, I mean, I've heard kind of 5 to 6% corrugated demand outlook there. Thank you.
Unfortunately, we don't have precise market data on how the Polish market will develop, but what we see in our order intake is that we have a very, very strong demand from our Polish customers, and every single customer asks for additional capacity. So we currently also supply some Polish customers out of German plants if they are located in an acceptable range. So the Polish market is a very strong market, and we see this market has grown historically above Western European markets and outperformed the growth at rather 2 to 3% over the Western European growth. And if you take this as a basis for the next year, then there is enough market demand for our next corrugator, and we are very confident that we can fill this corrugator at a very short notice, especially because it's located next to our existing plant. We have many synergies in terms of hiring new people and getting them started and ramping up this new corrugator. So we are looking forward for the capacity because currently we ran every existing and possible shift in all our plants, and one reason for that is the strong demand from Poland.
Thanks very much.
Our next question comes from Emily McEachran of BlackRock. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. I guess just quickly on the hiring and the ramp-up process, are you struggling to find people to work in any of your plants, particularly when you're setting them up new? Or have you seen any increased attrition rate with your plant workers in recent months?
I mean, hiring is not always, it's not always easy for us because we have high requirements for in time in terms of the number of shifts. We normally intend to run four shifts also at a corrugator, which is not for everyone the perfect situation. If you want to work not on a weekend, four shift system is not the right thing. And we also have a very high requirements in terms of the performance of the team. We want to ramp up the machine very quickly. So this makes it not easy, and especially at the beginning, it's hard for some people to get used to our way of working. So it's also very tough in some instances, and therefore it's not easy, especially as the labor markets are almost everywhere, rather markets for the employees than for the employers. And therefore it's also a challenge for us to hire people which fit to our company and to train them and ramp up on the machine.
Have you had to offer significantly higher wages to attract people in, or has it not been materially different in recent sort of quarters?
I mean, we know that we ask for higher performance from our employees, but on the other side, we also offer higher wages as a compensation. So therefore, this is basically the balance that we ask for a lot, but we also pay more than average. So this is type of our business model. But this has been so for many years. This is not new. This is what we normally do.
Thank you.
There are no further questions on the telephone lines.
Well, thank you very much for the interesting questions and the interesting discussions this afternoon. And I would like to thank you that you participated in this call, and we are looking forward to have you on the call the next time, or see you on one or the other investor conference in the next quarter. So thank you very much, and have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.